It's the Friday Night Live show. You've been talking about them all night. We've got one half of the group with us right now. It's Chester French. We're talking to DA. DA, welcome to the show.
Great. Welcome to be here. Great.
No, excellent. Listen, you've been very, very busy. Every day must be like an adventure for you right now, so we appreciate you taking the time out. It's an awesome time for you guys at the moment. I mean, it speaks for itself. The amount of rappers and producers and people in hip-hop we've had on this show who are absolute dedicated fans of your music.
Oh, man. Well, that's a huge honor.
And it must be a great position to be in. There are some people that are taking it next level, and they're comparing you to people, legends, classics, British classics, like the Beatles. How do you react to that, being put there on a level par with the Beatles right now?
Well, I would never say that our music is anywhere near to as amazing as theirs, but we've certainly learned a lot from listening to the work that they produced, and certainly more of an honor to be compared to the Beatles than basically anyone else. So.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Now, it would be obvious to see why your music would be compared to the Beatles, but why do you think so many hip-hop fans, including your man Pharrell, why do you think so many hip-hop fans and artists really feel what you're doing? Because it's not conventional hip-hop, let's be honest about it.
Sure. Well, I think, we were never intending to make hip-hop, and I think the first surprise for us was when, none of the sort of rock producers or labels had any interest in us, just when we had originally sent our demos around. And we found this sort of amazing reception from hip-hop artists and fans of hip-hop. And I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that, we've always listened to hip hop growing up, and that we've been able to take a lot of very valuable lessons from that tradition musically and lyrically. And so I think we make music that's not sort of like a rap rock or anything like that. It's sort of just informed with a lot of respect by hip hop.
Mm. Yeah, I can understand.
In other words, we're trying to make music that anybody can appreciate and understand and come to love, and that includes hip-hop fans who, are more accustomed to a heavy beat and a certain sort of lyrical perspective.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Now, of course, you're affiliated with Pharrell. That goes, everybody down there knows that. But there was a bit of a war that went on, if you can call it that, or there was a bit of a tugging match going on between, of course, Pharrell Williams and Kanye West. Now, how much truth is there to this big story out there that, there was...
No, I mean, there was never a war. I mean, they both were really gracious towards us and both provided us, opportunities to work with them. And, I think they're, they're friends, and, we've remained in touch with everyone who, was nice enough to recognize us at the beginning. So, there wasn't, it didn't get hot and heavy.
So there were no death threats, no upcoming beef
tracks?
There
were no death threats. No. Everyone's pretty cool with each other.
Yeah.
It was just business, and it's like, sort of like if you're, applying to college, you might get into a couple different colleges. It's not like those colleges, it's not like Oxford and Cambridge hate each other. They're both, about as good as it gets. So we were incredibly excited by both of those chances. And
what's your relationship like with Pharrell, man, at the moment when it comes to creativity? I mean, is he just so blown away by you guys, he kind of sits back and says, nope, that sounds good to me? Or does he get actively involved when he's working with you? How does it work?
I don't think it's because he's blown away, but I think he does, respect our approach to making music. And I think also sympathizes with the fact that we really enjoy producing and writing and engineering our own records. So he's been wonderful in terms of just sort of stepping back and letting us carry it ourselves. And, we've been honored by that.
Yeah, and of course, doing a great job. The album dropped recently, the mixtapes are out there as well. Now, of course, you mentioned college a few seconds ago. We're talking now, of course, Harvard University, the beginnings, the basis of Chester French. But Chester French was many more than just yourselves there, the two of you. There were many more people in the group. And of course, to pick up on that theme, I've got my co-host Menace. Menace, do you want to jump in on that one? I know you wanted to ask DA about this.
Absolutely. How you doing, D? How you doing, bro?
Great. I'm great. Nice to meet you.
Good, you too. Pleasure getting you on the show, man. Talking about this group and how it's changed, how would you say Chester French has grown as a group since its initial stages, with it once being additional members all those years ago, back when you were in college?
Yeah, I mean, our evolution has been interesting and a little bit unconventional, because we started as a live band, and we were just playing shows really around campus and for our friends. And then the next sort of stage involved the two of us just living in the studio, and it became a studio project where it was just Max and I making records, you know, doing all-nighters basically during college to finish up this album that we just put out. And the third phase has been becoming a live band again, and, you know, in this incarnation, it's us playing with three other musicians who are not, you know, a part of our core group and who don't make the music with us, but, you know, who tour with us. And so I think we have a lot of fun playing in any configuration. Obviously, we can't play live, just the two of us, and still, you know, really rock out like a true band does, you know? So we like it anyway, but, you know, it's definitely been an interesting experience to learn how to make records just as two people, especially when you're trying to incorporate a whole orchestra's worth of sounds.
Absolutely. I mean, let's talk about college. I mean, being at, you know, Asher Roth's made it, you know, the topic of discussion right now. Let's talk about that college you went to and the influence it had on your music. How much of an influence did college have on the direction of your sound, would you say?
No, I don't think Harvard or, you know, or being in any college really directed our music. I mean, we don't sort of, you know, Asher's song, obviously, is I Love College, so that's pretty explicitly about that experience. Our music, you know, like anybody's, is sort of just informed by all of your experiences in life. And during 4 years at college, we, you know, had girlfriends and breakups and friendships and, you know, all-nighters studying, and all of those experiences definitely, you know, informed the music and the direction of the lyrics. But I don't think we've ever wanted to sort of make our image college, you know? Especially because of the fact that we graduated 2 years ago. I mean, now we're just out in the real world like most people. So, you know, it was an interesting time in our lives and certainly a great experience. But, you know, the music has been its own thing, I think.
All right. Well, what about, you know, those members back then? I mean, had those members back then still been a part of Chester French today? I mean, to what extent would Chester French's direction be different, and to what extent would your vision be different today?
Oh, I mean, I think the music would have been different because, you know, we were a five-piece band, right? And so if you went to do a recording, it would just be the five voices. You know, we wouldn't sort of have, like, unlimited potential to keep adding sounds. I think we would have sort of written songs more as a band and then performed them more as a band. And, you know, the result of not working with those other musicians has been that the records we make have a lot of, you know, program drums or other elements that, you know, stem from our just being two guys.
And with your music, obviously sharing a lot of different styles, as we spoke about earlier, I'm curious as to what your most recent transformative moment with your music is going to be, you know, that our listeners aren't, you know, haven't yet heard.
Well, I'm not sure. You know, I think we're certainly the most insightful experience has been going on tour, because when you have to take these songs that you wrote and recorded in a studio and play them for people, you know, especially audiences that have never heard you before, you have to make sure that that music is really going to convert them. In a sense, you're like a traveling salesman giving a pitch every night. And so I think we've learned a little bit on the road, some tricks about what makes people respond to music in a really visceral way, in a really immediate way. And I think the records we make on this next album are probably going to be geared towards moving people in those ways. And we never would have known that if we hadn't been out on the road now for the past year and a half, 2 years.
What about Interscope? I mean, how... you know, has being signed to Interscope had an effect on you following your creative vision and maintaining complete creative control? Has it had an effect?
Well, no, it's been great. I mean, you know, they've been very respectful about letting us do our thing. Obviously, at times that can come into conflict with, you know, the objective of making something that's commercially viable. Because, you know, if we just wanted to have a blockbuster, we'd go and, you know, do a song with Timbaland and a song with, you know, Madonna and call it a day. So But I think it's been a good balance, and they've opened a lot of doors for us and allowed us to reach many, many more people than we ever would have without them. I'm sorry.
If you had to choose one album from any genre that allowed you to realize your creative vision and what it would be, who would it be and why?
I'd say between the White Album and Outkast Stankonia, those are both records that like really, really just blew my mind, you know? And that I can go and listen to them anytime, and it's always an incredible pleasure and full of surprises.
What about Outkast? Can we ever expect an Outkast and Chester French collaboration?
Well, I mean, that would be about the most exciting thing in the world for us. So
I agree.
I'm gonna keep my fingers crossed, yeah.
What about you rapping? Will we ever hear Chester French rapping in the future?
Well, I don't think so. I don't really rap, and Max doesn't rap either, so...
Absolutely. I mean, with you guys being a sole producers behind Love the Future, can we expect, you know, groups like the Neptunes becoming more involved with, you know, the production on your new album?
I don't think so. I mean, we've talked with Pharrell about maybe doing some records just for fun, like independently, you know, and... You know, maybe we put those out as Chester French records or something else. I mean, you know, just I think we're moving into an interesting time in the music industry where artists can operate in a much more free-flowing way and sort of just, you know, collaborate and put things out quickly and work on the fly, which is really exciting.
Absolutely. Yeah, the internet really has facilitated that in a big way. Now, speaking more about your live performances, because I'm hearing through the grapevine and through the magazines, etc., you know, that's where you're really excelling right now. You're knocking down all the shows that you're going to, really putting on a great show. With all these tours and everything you've been on, what's your craziest tour story at the moment?
Man, you know, I don't have a lot of crazy tour stories. I'm actually very, very conservative on tour. We kind of, you know, when you're doing a show every night, especially as a singer, you have to take care of your body.
Okay.
Or else, or, you know, particularly I lose my voice. So I try to get a lot of rest and eat pretty decently. And, you know, for us, the real opportunity the shows present is not only to share our music with people, but then to meet the several thousand folks around the world who have been, you know, the first to support us. I mean, really anyone who comes out to a Chester French show at this point is not following a trend. You know what I mean? They're really a pioneer for our project. And so, you know, we definitely at the shows, we try to go out on the street and sell CDs after the show and hang out with supporters of ours or bring them back on the bus and let them hang out, because it's all about, you know, music's about just connecting with people and establishing a way of sharing ideas and experiences. So, you know, we try to do that through record, and then when you're live, you get to meet people, so it's great.
That sounds as refreshing as your music does, what you just said there. Because most people would say, oh, yeah, they come back on the bus, we have groupies, they blow us 24-7, you know, this is the life we're living now. And everything you just said there just reflects in your music. It's just, you know, very honest, and, you know, it kind of came across as that. What about groupies, then? Do you have groupies, or are they just fans to you?
You know, I mean, look, there are certainly different levels of enthusiasm that people have for us. I mean, only recently have we started getting girls who are really, like, you know, putting themselves out there, and that's never been something that I'm attracted to, so I like very self-directed, you know, well-educated, thoughtful, generous women.
And what about your partner? Is he the same? Maxwell?
You know, we each do our own thing, you know? We like to have fun, and we like to party, too, but within reason.
yeah. Let's have a look at these then. One listener asked, how important is it to you to demonstrate that you're into all kind of styles and fashion experimentation? Focused upon fashion and styles, how important is it?
Yeah, I don't think it's important to us, but I think, you know, we're just being honest about what we like, and we try to sort of be pretty forthright about our influences. And you know, we do listen to all kinds of music, and as far as fashion goes, I mean, fashion's never been our priority, but if you do want people to notice you and listen to the music, you know, you gotta look striking. So we do put some thought into it, and, you know, I think the underlying philosophy of our project has been just to be very open-minded and not count anything out, so... You know, I don't feel compelled to kind of patronize all different kinds of things and be super eclectic, but I do believe that you can learn a lot from a lot of different places, so it's always worthwhile to keep your eyes open.
Was there any pressure, being that you dropped your new album the same week as Asher Roth's?
No, there wasn't any pressure. I mean, we're great friends with him, and, you know, I think we both want each other to succeed. So. Yeah. What's up, DA? Nice to meet you. It's a pleasure. Oh, I'm sorry. I just met someone here. I think, you know, we did our release party with Asher, and that was a lot of fun. Mm. So, you know, it's been great that he's made so many supporters, and I actually did a chorus on one of the songs on his album called As I Am.
That's right.
And so, you know, the more people who check out Asher, you know, inherently will be checking out Chester French, so it's a great thing.
A few people asked this question. What's the biggest misconception that people have about DA and Chester French?
Well, you know, I think one thing that we've had to fight against is kind of the stigma of where we've come from. And I don't know what the sort of reputation is in the UK, but, you know, on the one hand, a place like Harvard is very respected, but it's also something that's seen as very elitist and, you know, like, all about wealth and, you know, so I think, you know, on the one hand, people pay attention to us because we have this kind of interesting story or origin, but the flip side of that is that people are a little skeptical of us. And also, when you get so much great press as we've gotten in the very beginning of our career, you know, for a long time, we didn't have any music out and we hadn't released the album. And so you get this kind of like, you know, are they just hype? And I feel the same way if I read about a new artist who's getting all these articles written about them, but, you know, hasn't put out any music. Mm-hmm. So, you know, hopefully the fact that we just released both of these albums, Shock Jams, which you can get at our website for free, chesterfrench.com. You can get a whole album for free, and then you can get our real album, Love the Future. And I think, you know, anyone who's skeptical of us can listen to those two records, and the music should speak for itself, because that's what we like to put all of our time into. Mm.
What about UK tour is the final thing that people have been asking about.
We're going to be doing a UK tour in June of this year. So we'll be back there, and we're really looking forward to it. We get to play in Liverpool this time, where we haven't played before, and a couple London shows. So I'm really excited.
Do you know much about Liverpool?
I don't know much about, like, Liverpool aside from sort of the great artists who've come out of there, but...
Watch your wallet.
I mean, certainly.
Watch your wallet. Watch your wallet when you get there.
Yeah, I'm going to watch my wallet.
Yeah, hide your bottle of water, no matter how empty it is. Listen, I'm looking forward to that. So, you're coming to Liverpool and a couple of shows in London. That's going to be June. So
yeah, and I think we do have a couple other shows. I'm not sure where they are. Before, we've played in Manchester, Sheffield, Birmingham... we did a couple shows in Scotland, which were a ton of fun. So any chance we get to play in the UK, we're going to take.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure the people out here are going to be ram jamming the shows like they have been elsewhere. Listen, DA, it's been a real pleasure. I wish you all the best for the show tonight, whenever your next show is. Thank you so much, man. God bless, all the best, and we wish you all the success, which we
thank
know.
Thank you guys so much for having us on. Take care.
All right, take care. God bless.
All right, bye.